Hey, everybody, this episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody, it has come out that Hunter Biden has sent some rather racist text messages, including the N-word, to his lawyer. We go through piece by piece what it means when a certain class of people are immune to punishment. Seems as if they are able to live a different set of rules and standards than you. And we go through a list of every person and organization, movie and otherwise, that has suffered under what is called cancel culture. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. In this fun, somewhat satirical episode made possible by all of you that support us at charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank all of you that came to Freedom Square in Phoenix, Arizona. The next one is in July. Can't wait to see you there. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com, where we educate the next generation about the value of the United States of America, the exceptionalism of our nation, the brilliance of our Constitution, and what you can do about it. Again, email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
With the ever-increasing numbers of makes, Fiat, Kia, and models, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need on a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing the only brand his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. Rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. Rockauto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. Rockauto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Go to rockauto.com right now to see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Charlie Kirk in there. How'd you hear about us? Section. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. There's a lot we want to get to today, and there was a very interesting story that developed over the last 24 hours. The Daily Mail, which is a mixed bag, it's kind of tabloidy, but honestly, they do a pretty good job of breaking stories. I got to be honest. They came out with a story that was exclusive. It seems that the Hunter Biden laptop story lives on. Now, how do I know that the Hunter Biden laptop has some juicier and juicier information on it? Well, Rudy Giuliani, who is the Forrest Gump of American politics, no matter where he is, it's always right in the middle of the action. Whether it's 9/11, the Ukrainian deal, the first impeachment, Donald Trump running for office, Rudy Giuliani's right in the middle of it. And Rudy Giuliani happened to also get Hunter Biden's laptop, which, of course, they thought to have some sort of counteraction punishment, they served a search warrant against Rudy Giuliani just about a month ago, I believe. And so the Daily Mail has just reported some new information that has come out of Hunter Biden's laptop, including text messages. Exclusive. Hunter Biden addressed his white lawyer as, I'm not going to say the word, N-word. Uses phrase like true dat N-word. And bantered, I only love you because you're black. In shocking texts unearthed days after Joe's emotional Tulsa speech decrying racism. Goes on to say that Hunter Biden flippantly and regularly uses the N-word.
on, you look at these text messages, these very graphic things. He's very close. He's unusually close with this lawyer, talking about some very private parts of his body and other things. And the thing that strikes me first is not how awful of a person Hunter Biden is. I think that's been rather established. And it goes on and on and on. He uses the N-word. Well, of course, we know there's very little to no outrage at all from the activist press. What I find to be very interesting about this whole story is how Hunter Biden and his lawyer, going back using very racially charged language, including a meme between Barack Obama and Joe Biden, again, saying the N-word. They never thought any of this would become public, by the way. What is done in darkness will always come to light. And Joe Biden has been lecturing us about how racist of a country we are and establishing commissions of all this. And so I guess I want to make sure I'm doing this right. So Hunter Biden should now be fired from Tulane University. Hunter Biden should go on a total press tour atoning for his whiteness. Joe Biden should start a special commission on racism, and Joe Biden should take a knee.
My son's not a racist, I promise you.
Am I doing that right? That's the new normal, right? But there's a deeper thing going on here, and we all know it. Allow me to tell you a story of what happened very recently in Minnesota, and I'll tie it all together to this Hunter Biden story. And it explains a deeper, more troubling trend of why you do not trust your leaders, why you do not trust the people in charge, and why you feel as if there is something shaky and uncertain with our system. We covered this story extensively on our podcast and on our radio show. And for those of you listening on the flag, you know this part of the world. In White Bear Lake, Minnesota, there was a story of a young woman, including the White Bear Lake Police Department, by the name of Avery Severson. Avery was trying to start a Turning Point USA chapter at White Bear Lake High School. She woke up one day and all of a sudden was flooded with accusations that she was sending text messages just like Hunter Biden sent. Very similar. Same language, same vocabulary. The school, of course, because she was a white conservative female, decided to try to destroy her life. At White Bear Lake High School, demonstrations were then established. Protests in the middle of class, walkouts, teachers and administrators. This reached such a high level of a boiling point that the Federal Bureau of Investigation got involved to investigate the racist messages that allegedly Avery sent. The FBI later cleared Avery's name, saying that she did not send these messages. And up until recently, I missed this story. It was a black female who actually staged the entire hoax at White Bear Lake High School. A black female by the name of, I think her name is Precious. Find her name here. Made up the entire thing. A total hoax. The school district was trying to protect her name, but now the name has been leaked to the media. All the outrage, all of the attack on Avery Severson. And so, those of you that see what happened to Hunter Biden, deep down you get angry about this because you know that if this was your child that texted like Hunter Biden, if this was your child in a New York City preparatory school, if this was your child in Riverside, California, or in Chicago, your child would be kicked out of school and your life would be ruined. You want to know why people distrust their rulers? Well, first of all, the rules be put forth by the cultural oligarchs are constantly changing. There is no trust or certainty, reliability in the current cultural landscape. Hunter Biden is allowed to use the N-word multiple times with his lawyer. That's perfectly fine. No apologies needed, no investigations needed. And however, the White House reporter for the Associated Press Darlene Superville tweeted out just a couple months ago about one high school student in one state across the country that used a racial slur. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden uses a racial slur repeatedly, and the left is not just okay with it, they're silent. Oh, there's nothing to see here. Hunter Biden is on our team. You want to know why people don't trust their leaders? It's because everyday Americans know if they or their kids texted what Hunter Biden did, their life would be obliterated and permanently altered. So it's perfectly fine for Hunter Biden to talk like Nathan Bedford Forrest. It's perfectly fine for Hunter Biden to talk like a Klan leader. But for all the people out there that might have made a mistake when they were 14, 15, or 16, you must be held accountable for that for the rest of your life. You want to know when we start to enter a form of soft tyranny? It's where we truly lose this idea of the equality of justice. You see, clearly stated, universally understood, public rules are essential to the idea of living as equal citizens. Hunter Biden is currently employed by Tulane University. I want you to imagine if a conservative had text messages that came out that were filled with the N-word. Do you think Tulane University would still employ that person? Do you think if Newt Gingrich, who went to Tulane, was doing a guest lecture series at Tulane and it came out that Newt Gingrich would use the N-word after N-word, do you think Tulane University would still pay him and host him? Of course not. Now, we call this a double standard, but you know what's wrong with the term double standard? It implies that there are standards. There are no standards. This is a wild and chaotic and authoritarian, tyrannical moment where the only rules are the ones that are willing to administer punishment on people that disagree with them. And I'm going to tell you where this leads and the deeper point that I think everyone's missing about how Joe Biden raised a racist.
For many Americans, Father's Day is a day to celebrate. For many others, it's a day to get through. Because Father's Day hurts if you don't have a father. The facts are clear. Fatherlessness drives many bad outcomes in America, from teen pregnancy to incarceration. An astounding 85% of youth in prison come from fatherless homes, 20 times the national average. But there's a path forward from these grim statistics. That's why I urge you to order a powerful new film called The Streets Were My Father. It features the journey of three inner-city Chicago men from fatherlessness to gangs and from life in prison to prison ministry programs that set them on the road to redemption and lives as productive members of society. To see this important and inspirational film, the streaming versions and DVDs, and buy a copy or copies for anyone that you know that don't have a father or doesn't believe in the power of God to change lives. Go to salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. Check it out.
We call this cancel culture. I never liked that term. I don't. It seems too shock jockey. It doesn't seem as serious as it really is. So let's go back in the Wayback Machine and remember of the carnage of those that passed by because a bunch of sociopathic, self-indulgent people that are lacking meaning and purpose, activists, have decided to destroy other people's lives while ignoring actual hate in their own ranks and in their midst. Remember Aunt Jemima? Aunt Jemima, canceled. How about Uncle Ben? Also canceled. How about the NFL Washington Redskins? They got canceled. They had to change their name. Cleveland Indians, their name is also being changed. That came out, yesterday. And by the way, there is no standards. There are no rules. It's just whoever the loudest voice in the room is, and it's completely arbitrary. This is as close to post-Soviet Eastern Europe as we've ever seen, where it's just whoever has the most amount of guns, that's who's in charge. Whoever is willing to use power and force, total chaos. So why would the Cleveland Indians have to have a name change? And the Chicago Blackhawks don't have a name change? Who knows? There's no rules. Everything's made up. Nothing matters. Chicago Blackhawks stays. Redskins go away. Cleveland Indians change. Why not? And you know what? While we're at it, can we change the Boston Celtics? Because I know a lot of Irish people that are so offended that their beautiful Irish culture is being appropriated for profits. In fact, you know what? I think the Los Angeles Lakers should have to change their name because they appropriated Minnesota culture because the Lakers used to be the Minnesota Lakers, the Minneapolis Lakers. And how dare they call Los Angeles the Lakers because they have a water crisis. And do you know what? While we're at it, I think that the Florida Marlins or whatever, the Miami Marlins, how dare they appropriate their human supremacy on those fish that swim so freely in the Gulf Stream. There are no rules. We should just call sports teams by numbers. And you know what? Actually, I think we should rename cities as well. While we're at it, let's rename the state of Pennsylvania because William Penn, he was born a couple hundred years ago, and anyone that was born before Nicole Hannah Jones was a terrible person. Every single person. Let's rename Pennsylvania. In fact, I think we should rename the city of Chicago, which means the land of smelly onions. How dare we appropriate Native American language to try to name our own colonialist experience in the West? Speaking of cultural appropriation, whatever that is, Land of Lakes, remember that? They removed the Native American woman from its products. So here's the one that always perplexes me. Wouldn't you want the Native American woman on your product? Wouldn't it kind of be a cool thing to say, you know what? When millions of people go to buy, hopefully, low sodium, less canola oil butter, that they see a beautiful picture of a Native indigenous person? So they're actually removing Native American history. I thought the whole point of the Land of Lakes history was to try to elevate and celebrate Native American and indigenous history. It was founded in 1921 by Minnesota dairy farmers. In phasing its new design, instead of a depiction of the woman, some products will be labeled farmer-owned, and it's just a picture of a lake. You guys might have heard this one here. Chris Harrison exits The Bachelor after defending a former contestant's racist behavior. So Chris Harrison didn't actually, it's not like Chris Harrison is governor of Virginia and wore a KKK outfit. It's not like Chris Harrison sexually assaults women and molests them as governor of New York. No, no, no. Chris Harrison dared to stand up for a woman who is 18 years old in a debutante ball. I think that's the essence of this one. By the way, it's very hard to keep all of this clear. In some ways, I feel like I'm a stock trader at the wall on Wall Street. I got to keep track of all this. So who's canceled? Are they back? Wait, why didn't they get canceled? Look, by now you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and how Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. Mike Lindell, he's got a lot of ambition. He's a patriot. He loves his country. A lot of people like Mike Lindell. In fact, I get emails from people. They say, Charlie, how can I help you? How can I help Mike Lindell? How can I help the country? Well, if you go to MyPillow.com and buy anything with the promo code Kirk, it helps both of us. That's right. Maybe you want to go buy the MyPillow slippers. They're beautiful slippers. Maybe you want to buy the MyPillow. MyPillow slippers are so comfortable that you want to get some for the whole family. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. You'll also get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress toppers, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk. I want to play a tape here of Avery Severson from White Bear Lake High School in Minnesota. This was a little bit of tape here of what she had to experience because she was accused of sending text messages similar to Hunter Biden's, even though she didn't send them. It was actually sent by a black woman who will have no criminal prosecution led against her, but her life was nearly ruined. Play tape.
Minnesota high school student needed to be escorted to class for her own personal safety after a fellow student accused her of sending racist messages.
About a year ago, I saw a video of Charlie Kirk online and was so inspired by the video that I wanted to start a Turning Point USA chapter at my school. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to start that for over a year now. And the school gave us some guidelines saying that we needed 20 students to even start the club. And the last couple of weeks, we got close to that number. And then these rumors online started going around about me accusing me of sending racist, terrible, hateful messages to a black student at my school with no evidence pointing to me.
And she did not send them. A black woman made up the entire thing by the name of Precious. Her name is Precious. And she will not be held criminally accountable for lying and fraudulently creating a hate crime and a hoax. I believe that the punishment for creating a hate crime should be the same as a hate crime. She misdirected resources, created a national news story, walkouts, the school administration. We knew it wasn't true because you talked to Avery for 20 seconds. You know she has a wonderful heart and a great spirit. And Hunter Biden sent those type of messages. So did you know that the FBI was mobilized to look into text messages at White Bear Lake High School? Will the FBI be mobilized to look into Hunter Biden's racist text messages? Well, I think there might be other text messages we should look at from Hunter Biden outside of the racist ones. So Chris Harrison exits The Bachelor after defending someone's behavior. Hunter Biden still teaching at Tulane. Oh, yes. How about this one? HBO Max pulls Gone with the Wind. Yes, the wonderful film Gone with the Wind has been canceled. On HBO Max, the 1939 movie, long considered a triumph of American cinema, but one that romanticizes the Civil War era South while glossing over its racial sins. Now, I haven't seen Gone with the Wind in a long time. I remember watching Gone with the Wind when I was like 10 years old. I fell asleep after like 30 minutes. Gone with the Wind is like a 45-hour movie. It's not that long. Can you find out how long it is? I think it's like 3 hours and 45 minutes. But if I remember, and my memory is not what it should be, it really was kind of the birth of the silver screen in America. It was a movie that was a hero's journey, but how dare we ever have a piece of cinema platformed if it came before the existence of what we are now living through in soft tyranny, where there are no rules, but we will destroy you if you dare air a piece of film or not share our political viewpoint. So we got rid of Aunt Jemima. We got rid of Land of Lakes with the indigenous woman on it. We got rid of the Cleveland Indians. We got rid of the Washington Redskins. We got rid of Uncle Ben. We also got rid of Mr. Potato Head. February 25th, we got rid of Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato Head because we need non-binary. Mr. Potato Head is gone. Oh, yes, Paw Patrol is also. What was the reason for this one? Are we anti-dogs now? Is that the new thing? Paw Patrol is a child's cartoon about a squad of canine helpers. It's basically a pretense for placing household pets in a variety of cool trucks. The team includes Marshall, a firefighting Dalmatian, or Rubble, a bulldog construction worker, Chase, a German Shepherd. Oh, no, you can't have that. Goodness gracious, German Shepherd. In the world of Paw Patrol, Chase is drawn to a very good boy who barks stuff like, Chase is on the case. Oh, it's all about police. Got it. Okay. And all in a police pup's day as he rescues kittens in his tricked out SUV. But last week when the show's official Twitter account put out a bland call for, quote, black voice to be heard, commentators came after Chase. Quote, euphonize the police dog, they said. Defund the Paw Patrol. Another activist, this is the New York Times writing this, not some random blog, okay? It's unbelievable. All dogs go to heaven except the class traitors and Paw Patrol. Okay, so Paw Patrol is canceled. Got it. Dr. Seuss, remember that one? The what we call cancel culture, which is, of course, just soft totalitarianism and tyranny, came from the beloved author of children's book like Green Eggs and Ham. So I guess the real question is, are they offended at the message behind Green Eggs and Ham or the fact that we dare might kill a pig? That's the real question. Or how the Grinch stole Christmas. Oh, I know why they don't. It's because they mention Christmas, not happy holidays. It should be how the Grinch stole the holidays. The books are now currently unavailable on Amazon. Hasn't Jeff Bezos just contributed so wonderfully to Western society? Got it. So Paw Patrol, Dr. Seuss, Mr. Potato Head, Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, Redskins, Cleveland Indians, Land of Lakes Native Americans, Gone with the Wind, and Chris Harrison. For those of you keeping score at home. How about Paula Deen? Remember this one? This, she was kind of the test case. Paula Deen has a Southern accent, which doesn't help you in the eyes of the people that think that anyone north of the Mason-Dixon line is more enlightened. which was ridiculous. Paula Deen, the self-proclaimed queen of Southern cooking and sugar mainstay of the Food Network. Again, this is the New York Times. It's just the way they write this stuff is sickening. A network spokesman said it would not renew Mrs. Deen's contract when it expired at the end of June. Mrs. Deen has faced a volley of criticism this week over her remarks in a deposition for a discrimination lawsuit for a former employee. In the document, she admitted she used racial epithets, tolerated racist jokes, and condoned pornography in the workplace. Whatever their definition of those things are. So Paula was canceled for saying things that were not even close to as bad as Hunter Biden. But Hunter Biden still has a job at Tulane University. So I guess the way that you fight racism is you get black people off of rice containers. Is that their new thing? So that if you have imagery on rice that have black people, it's now racist to have it. But you're anti-racist if you remove the black people. Is that how it works now? We've always been at war with East Asia, not Eurasia. We've always been at war with East Asia, not Eurasia. Ignorance is strength and war is peace. Slavery is freedom. We already said Aunt Jemima. Again, if you have a smiling black woman on your products, you're a racist. But if you remove the smiling black woman from your products, you're an anti-racist. How dare you put a smiling black... How dare you depict black people so happy? How dare you try to say that black people are having a good time? No, what we need is miserable, angry black people on our pancake syrup. That's what we want. Is that what she does? Is that what it is? What was Aunt Jemima? Is that pancake syrup? Is that what it is? Okay. Quaker Oats, which has been owned by PepsiCo since 2001. It's kind of funny because the Quakers, to go all the way back in history, were the original abolitionists of slavery. The Quakers, which were Dutch reform in mostly Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Maryland, they were the original ones that were trying to actually get rid of slavery. In fact, the first ever anti-slavery convention in the history of the world was where? London? Nope. Paris? Nope. In Madrid? Nope. In Lisbon? No. It was in Philadelphia in 1775 that was hosted by Quakers, and Benjamin Franklin was the chairman of that project in Philadelphia a year before the American Revolution. Anyway, Quaker Oats, which has been owned by PepsiCo, announced this decision, owned by PepsiCo since 2001, announced this decision after a TikTok video described the brand's history was based on a racial stereotype. Ah, so it's a racial stereotype to show black people smiling, wonderfully joyous, and enjoying their life. But Hunter Biden still gets to teach at Tulane. People are very disoriented right now, largely because no one knows the rules. The only rules that seem to exist are that if you are a liberal that is helpful to the desired objectives of the revolution, the axe will not fall on you regardless of what you do. So we hate foreign interference unless it's Joe Biden who sells out our country to China and to Ukraine. We're trying to have a whole national conversation around race and implement critical race theory and all this stuff. But if the president's son sends just unbelievably graphic and disgusting messages, then it's okay because it doesn't help our narrative. Now, I want you to imagine if Donald Trump Jr. had these messages. Do you think the president would have been asked a question about that as he boarded a plane to go to the G7 summit? Do you think that would have been the number one news story on every... I have a question. And you guys can email me this at freedom@charliekirk.com. For those of you that have Apple devices, did any of you get an Apple News push notification that Hunter Biden had text messages that came out full with the N-word? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? I guess not. For obvious reasons, right? Now, if it was Donald Trump Jr., it would be front page news. If it was Ivanka or Eric. And I'm not actually even one that's calling for Hunter Biden, but if we are going to follow the rules, whatever they might be, I think Hunter Biden should have to take a 24-hour knee in front of the Black History Museum while wearing a I Can't Breathe shirt with a fist in the air, transfer his entire net worth and his bank account outside of the child support of the woman that he abandoned, of the child he doesn't recognize in Arkansas, of the grandkid that Joe Biden doesn't admit he has, to BLM Incorporated. And then I think Hunter Biden should write a new book called I am so sorry that I exist. A eulogy, not a eulogy, a elegy of a white man in privilege. Now, of course, none of that will happen, but that's what they would demand of anyone in power that would be on the center or the center right. You see, what we call cancel culture, better known as soft tyranny or the axe that is above all of our heads, is nothing more than a tool and a tactic to unjustly, sporadically, and disproportionately administer punishment when it seeks their agenda. They go after Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben, Dr. Seuss, and these others to prove a point so that if they need to take pieces off the chessboard that are conservatives or people that like freedom of speech or even just people like Glenn Greenwald, they can do that. They use race when it fits their narrative and their agenda. You see, the left, they create racial incidents where they don't exist and ignore racism in their own ranks. And when the rules are constantly changing, the trust in the system diminishes. When everyone is something, no one is something. So when everything becomes racist, no one actually becomes racist. Now, when I actually look at this objectively and honestly, I think Hunter Biden was probably high on cocaine and sniffing through his rug to try to get the latest high. Do I think Hunter Biden is a deep-seated racist? I don't know. Do I think his father is? He said plenty of racist things in his past. However, the broader point that I think needs to be made is how can we govern ourselves? How can one navigate their own existence in America right now? When you know that if your 14-year-old in high school was revealed to have N-word text messages, their life would be ruined. But the president's son has N-word text messages, and they can teach your kid at Tulane. We call that double standards. We call that living one way and doing the other. We call that hypocrisy. But it's deeper than that. It really is tyrannical. Do you think Joseph Stalin's children had to live under the same rules as the farmers in the Soviet Union? Do you think that there were exemptions and carve-outs for Castro's kids? Do you think that the children of Louis the 14th or the 16th were able to get away with certain things? Do you think that Commodus, the son of Marcus Aurelius, was able to have a little bit more of a life of luxury? You know you are descending into autocracy when the children, the relatives, the allies, and people in close proximity to power are immune to the rules that you and your children have to live under. We call it cancel culture. It's soft tyranny. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you'd like to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.